This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is always something here to remind us that this is an active... What in the world's the matter with my voice? Hold on a minute.
Are you back?
Hello.
Excuse me. Wow.
He's a
great way
blueberry.
To get people excited. Yeah, no, I haven't had anything to eat today yet at all. I've just been busy running around here and need to get focused because things are happening. It's important. DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So, Victoria, you have followed some of the trending items. Bring us up to date, please.
Well, we have a very special birthday today. Betty White is 96 and still going strong. Yeah. And, of course, she's kind of everyone's favorite golden girl. She says the secret to a long, happy, and healthy life is vodka and hot dogs, probably in that order. So, happy birthday.
I think she's pretty frisky, too. I think her life has been, she was married to a was a game show host named Alan Ludden back in the 50s and 60s, and he passed away, I think, in the 70s, late 70s, and she's not been married since. Mm. And the word around town is that she doesn't want to be married, doesn't need to. She really loved him, but she likes a good encounter.
At 96, she's encountering.
God love her.
That's amazing if she is.
All right, what else?
And another woman in the news is Ann Curry. Ann Curry is back with a vengeance. Of course, everyone wants to know her thoughts on the whole Matt Lauer thing, but she's staying pretty mum on that. But she does have a brand new 6-part PBS documentary series called We'll Meet Again, and that starts on January 23rd.
See, I don't want to know. I don't care what she thinks about Matt Lauer. That's old news, been hashed up 100 times. What do you think she's going to say? But she's smart not to get involved in it.
Right.
I'm sure there will be a lot of people interviewing her to promote what she's doing on PBS, mm-hmm. and she's taking the high road.
Yep, she is.
Which is smart. Good for her.
And she'll continue to do that. I don't think there's going to be anything salacious in there at all.
Nah. No, it's just hard feelings. And we all, those are certainly possible under the circumstances, for sure. Also around the nation, the Supreme Court may change the length of your state's voter rolls, starting with the state of Ohio. They say they're following the law by removing voters who failed to respond to a confirmation notice. Now, this is something I just did this
a weird one.
Yesterday. But I did it yesterday. We have it in Massachusetts. And I had not ever seen it before. My community does it. My lawyer with whom I was speaking said, I just got this demand. I never saw one of these before. And he said, oh, yeah, I fill it out every year. And it's the way that they keep you on the voting rolls. If you do not fill this out and put information, for example, that asks you what your name is, your address is, what you do for a living, I never fill that out. It's none of their business what I do for a living. And other stuff. They ask you questions that you don't have to fill out. The law requires that you give them your address, confirm that you live there, and that's it. So if you want to, and you don't, if you don't fill it out, if you don't want to vote, then you don't fill it out. But I think that's the height of your responsibility. Taking out the rules.
But see, there's a lot more to this. And the reason this is so controversial and has gone all the way to the Supreme Court, there have been active service members who have been unable to send their cards back. There are people who have been deployed for 6 years, and so then they come home and they find they're not registered to vote. There have been it's people who have in Ohio alone, 70% of residents say that they do not return the notices, and only 1 in 5 actually send them back. 10% come back to the voter registration as undeliverable, and so all these people get knocked off the voter registration list. So and then when elections come up, then they're scrambling to get registered in time, and so that's why this is a very, I think this is a really tricky thing. And if you don't vote, if you choose to not vote in an election because you don't like any of the candidates, then they can knock you off the voter registration list for that.
Yeah, this is always a bone of contention because if it seems to me we're always trying to get more people to vote and then we make it difficult
right.
for people. I think this whole business of of the one thing that flies in the face of this, however, not voter registration, but identification. There are two different things here. Everybody needs to get themselves registered, and then there ought to be a way to identify who you are once you have legitimately. How would you feel if you went to all the trouble to get registered to vote, and then you couldn't, or somebody took your name and used it and voted in your place? Because that can happen in California, can happen in Massachusetts, at least 8 or 9 other states where they don't require you to identify yourself. Mm. What kind of foolish folly is that?
It makes me crazy, especially in California, where they're saying, well, you know, we don't want to prevent anybody from voting. That's why we don't check voter registration. Well, here's the thing. Even if you're an illegal in the state of California, you can have an official California ID. That was part of the rub. Illegals can even get driver's license. There's no reason why anybody in the state of California of voting age should not have an ID to begin with. Mm-hmm. So it's just a basic of life. It's a necessity of living in a state. That's what you should have, and you should have to show it for security. What makes me crazy is that by 2020, California's not even going to have polling places anymore. So you're not even going to be able to go to the poll, like I like to do every election, and cast your vote. Everything is going to be done by mail. And call me a cynic.
All
I don't think that I am.
Oh, yeah,
but
corruption.
If you want to really open things up for a voter fraud, just start doing a by-mail-only system, because just think about it. Your ballot leaves your hands, and where does it go? You have no guarantees.
Not to mention the fact that the Postal Service is a disaster, and so we're relying on the Postal Service?
And how are you going to know that it's actually you? How do they know it's you who's voting? Anybody could open the envelope, fill it out, and send it back in again.
I get my neighbor's mail all the time. Who's to say that I wouldn't get their ballot and vote for them?
So here it is, but the thing that really is telling about this, from the perspective of this Supreme Court, the case of the Supreme Court, is that these people who put on a uniform, who can potentially die, they put their life on the line in many circumstances, not every circumstance, but many of them, and they can't vote when they come back because of some quote-unquote irregularity. Now, this is the height of stupidity and hypocrisy. It really is. Yeah. And but yet it is. Welcome to America. Welcome to your government. Speaking of that, who knows what about the proposed plan that will extend government operations for another month, kicking the can down the road. Here they are. These people are experts in kicking the can down the road. If they don't do something by Friday, everything shuts down.
Good.
So the average person on the street says just what Jennifer did. Hooray! Shut them down!
And there's such a controversy. Oh, the government's going to shut down. All that means is that non-essential government employees get a two-week vacation until they figure something out.
They still get paid.
They still get paid. They get paid. Actually, they don't get paid in the moment, but they get a big old check once the government goes back into session. The military's still at work. Every other service that you're used to in the government is still at work. It's such a stupid thing. Mm-hmm. But these Democrats and these Republicans cannot come to an agreement on immigration, and that's what it's coming down to, is that Democrats say we have to have an agreement on DACA. Republicans say, great, let's do a deal on DACA, but include funding for a border wall, and they just won't go any further. And all this blank hole discussion from last week has done is just push them farther apart and slow it down.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
All right. So the sort of in the same league, as long as we're talking about government stuff for a minute, the fact that a number of states have sent their attorneys general to sue the FCC because of net neutrality, which is basically the open internet. Most everybody that you talk to, once they understand this, the idea that you can freely exchange using the tools, the social media, if you will, the information that's now there that's critical to not only what we've been talking about, voting and that sort of thing, but it's important for the farmers and people who run farm or ag businesses in rural America to have the same access. How dare you? I guess that's what I would say if I were in court and I looked at this guy who used to work for Verizon that now is the chairman of the FCC. I'd look at this guy and I'd say, okay, how dare you and your cronies tell me because I live in Butte, Montana, that I can't have the same access to the things on computers and entertainment-wise that the people in Los Angeles and New York have. How
and the same
dare
speed.
You?
And it's
yeah,
the same
that's what I'm
speed.
Saying.
It's not just access. It's the speed that's really... It's And, you know, this guy is, I just, a Ajit Pai. The more I see him and read about him and follow what he's doing, he is, I just cannot stand this guy. He is so arrogant, and he dressed up in costume when this happened, like a Star Wars Jedi, and saying, like, oh, you know, come on, come at me.
Here's what it is, Victoria.
He is drunk with power.
And it shows in the face of his being immature. There's an immaturity that goes with him. Not everybody has the same development. Not everybody has the same background. This guy obviously is an accomplished lawyer because that's what he did. He was one of the chief lawyers at Verizon. And so for that, I guess he gets some points. But it's very obvious what's going on here. And that's what is so compelling about these circumstances, because these people are so blatant. It's not even really a secret.
Right.
It's what they're pulling off.
The arrogance.
They're trying to pull off.
Just,
yes.
Yep.
Right. And by the way, back to the government shutdown. I think I said this yesterday or the day before we first started talking about this. There is no, the government, if it shuts down, we all think, great, they're not going to be able to screw things up. And that may be, we'd be saved from some action, but make no mistake about it, everybody gets their pay. No money is saved. In fact, money is lost because people, as Jennifer, I think, just said, they have a vacation for a week or 2 weeks, and they still, when they come back, they'll get paid for the time they were sitting on their butt at home. So, and one wonders, when you look at the people who are screwing these things up, the members of the House and the Senate, you know, they're not going to suffer either. They get paid no matter what. So
it's like a snow day.
Yeah.
We're electing people to do work, and we're electing people to represent Americans, and they're just doing this. They're fighting and they're playing political partisan games, and it's time that we insist that these guys get to work or we start voting them out one at a time.
Pretty frustrating. All right, 18 and change past the hour here on the DJB show. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Jennifer says yes to that. Victoria says yes to that. Kara says yes to that. I say yes to that. My friends who have these pillows, my children, I got them. I have these pillows all over the place. And they are, because of their quality, highly regarded and highly respected. And there are a lot of thank yous from the people that I gave my pillow to for Christmas. You'll be thanked as well. If you get one of these pillows for somebody you care about, you can buy two for the price of one. As a matter of fact, you can go online to MyPillow.com and take advantage of Mike Lindell, who is the founder of MyPillow, his generosity, because when you go to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, and you click that promo code up into the corner, there'll be a thank you. But then you can save 50% because you're getting a big pillow and another big pillow for the price of one. Pay for one, you get two. But also that applies to sheets and travel pillows and cushions and all the things that they have in the catalog at MyPillow.com. So get a great night's rest. Get in there. See what else they have to offer. But there's no question, this is a quality place, a quality product, guaranteed for 60 days. You use it, don't like it, send it back, get your money back. MyPillow. Buy one MyPillow, get one free, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Check out all the other things they do have at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Once again, DJV at MyPillow.com.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour, the theme from the TV show Supergirl. The star of the show is Melissa Benoist. I think that's how you pronounce her name.
That's
She's
correct.
She's quite attractive, quite likable. I've watched that show a couple of times. She says the recent firing of the show's producer is a major disappointment because of the claims against him of sexual misconduct. She said, quote, I do have to say, the way our show has recovered as a cast and a crew together, we have an atmosphere on the set now that I'm extremely proud of. There are a lot of amazing men that work on our show, a lot of amazing women that are in big, powerful positions on our show as well. She explained that Supergirl also now has a female co-showrunner and a female executive producer. She said, quote, I'm sad that Supergirl was caught up in all of this, but I'm proud to be part of the change. Guy's name is Andrew Kreisberg, who is executive producer on Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, and The Flash.
They're the four biggest shows on CW.
Yeah. He was fired because 15 women and 4 men said he sexually harassed them. So you can kiss his butt goodbye. 25 past the hour. Matt Damon is reflecting on comments he made about sexual misconduct as well. He's wishing he had listened a little bit before he opened his big yap. He said, quote, boy, I really wish I'd listened a lot more before I weighed in on this.
Mm-hmm. He put his foot in his mouth so many times.
Yeah, there were a few weeks where it just felt like every day there was another headline of Matt Damon saying something stupid.
Well, he claimed to be, he said that the majority of men in Hollywood, he defended a lot of them against the Me Too movement. And he, you know.
But what was stupid?
sort of backing up on that.
Yeah, but the stupid thing that he really said, and it's fine, there are good men everywhere, and defending them, is that's fine. But what the stupid thing he said is that you have to weigh certain things like sexual harassment versus sexual assault, and he was saying like it should be a scale of, and which is just like, no, bad is bad. And he was trying to say there should be all these different degrees of bad.
I think it was also just a matter of no one really asked his opinion on it, and he was just voicing it over and over again. It's like, okay, take a seat. Why don't you listen and learn something?
Nobody's perfect, but he's generally a likable character. People like working with him. He's reportedly very respectful. So, but yeah, I mean, do you make him? I think that's just bad judgment. We all make bad judgments from time to time. But learn from your mistakes and learn early. Learn early and learn often. All right, musically on the DJV show, Victoria and Kara and I want you to celebrate Bonnaroo, Eminem, The Killers, and Muse are headlining this year's Bonnaroo Festival, returning to Manchester, Tennessee, on the farm in June from the 7th to the 10th. Let's see here. Nile Rodgers and Chic, Cheryl Crow, Paramore, Sturgill Simpson, and is it DJ Khaled? How do you pronounce this guy's
name?
This
is just Khalid. There's DJ Khaled, and then there's Khalid.
But they spell their name the same way. I thought it was the same guy.
DJ Khaled has an E, and Khalid has an I. Slightly different.
Why didn't I get that? All right, so let's see here. Who's going to be... This is 17th annual festival. Mavis Staples is going to be there.
Yeah.
Trombone Shorty in Orleans Avenue.
Awesome, great.
Yeah.
Don't T-Pain. I don't really know if anyone cares about T-Pain anymore.
I don't know who he is.
He was very relevant with the auto-tune movement like 5-10 years ago.
I love the Kara calls that a movement. It was like an app.
Mavis Staples is the headliner from my point of view. The rest of them I don't give a damn about. But
Cheryl Crow and Nile Rodgers is having a big
moment.
Yeah,
Nile Rodgers is good. Yep. Yeah, revival of interest in him. Yeah. So anyway.
And Sturgill Simpson having a big country moment, too.
Yeah, I don't know that much about him. So that's the Bonnaroo 2018 Festival, 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
In today's automotive news, Toyota will build the world's first power generation plant with a hydrogen fueling station. They've announced a future endeavor with Panasonic to develop a prismic cell for batteries, and their sales in Europe are up 12%. The construction of the world's first megawatt-scale carbonate fuel cell power generation plant with a hydrogen fueling station to support its operations puts them up front in green technologies. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The hour now. This is the DJV show. In this half hour, we feature the talents of Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, looking around the nation and around the world. Consumer Value Stores, aka CVS, announcing a major change in how you shop for beauty products in the CVS. They are going to inform you if certain ads for products are digitally altered. So I'm trying to come up with an example of this. Makeup, skincare items.
Yeah.
Photos are edited to adjust to a person's size or shape or skin color. Why is this important?
Well, this is important for women because you probably don't spend much time in the beauty aisles at a CVS.
I don't, thank you.
There are pictures and posters and of Maybelline and Revlon and CoverGirl and all of the famous models and celebrities, and they're all airbrushed and looking perfect, and so now CVS is taking that. They're saying, okay, if companies will give us unaltered, meaning no airbrushing and a woman just looks like a regular woman, then if they give those images to the drugstores and use them on the displays, that CVS is going to give it a little special star and probably a little more prominence in the store setup.
I'm betting, but I don't know this for sure, that they run these drugstores like they run the supermarkets, that various companies buy or lease the space.
Probably.
And they get a percentage of whatever is sold in that space plus the lease fee. I'm going to bet that's what happens.
That would be a good guess, yeah.
Yeah, and all of them, especially, you know, some of these big L'Oreal, mm-hmm. the people that make hair products, you know, all that stuff. I just think there's, it's...
But the interesting thing is, this is based on research, and I give CVS a lot of credit. They really listen to their customer base. They were the first ones to eliminate selling tobacco products.
Yep.
And so all the other drugstore chains still do, but they eliminated that. And then this initiative is tied to, they say, how girls consume media, including a stat that 80% of women feel worse about themselves after looking at beauty ads.
Really?
That's horrific. And I've heard that stat before, and it's sad. 42% of girls, this will blow your mind, Doug, in grades 1 through 3 say they want to go on a diet to be thinner.
Good God.
Grades 1
all these kids
through
smoking.
3.
And skinny models, this is ridiculous. It's
and this is exactly what CVS is trying to fight, which I love.
You know, you said something about the getting rid of tobacco products didn't hurt their business.
No.
It didn't.
I think it
actually
helped it.
They have grown faster than Walgreens. Matter of fact, in order to keep up with CVS, Walgreens just bought Rite Aid because they are not expanding. They can't get as much traction, so they're buying rather than establishing new stores. They're buying already established stores, and they're not buying all the Rite Aids. They're buying some in areas that compete with them that are in the same place. So they're not their footprint's not expanding the way
they
CVS
also ended. Walgreens a few years ago bought Duane Reade, which is the largest drugstore chain in New York New York City. And so everything is sort of half branded as Walgreens and half Duane Reade still.
It may be that I am, well, it's like Kroger's buying out Ralph's in California. You see a lot of Kroger products on the shelves now in the Ralph's. But when I go into a CVS, and again, you're right, I don't go into these places unless I have to get something.
I imagine your bathroom is just filled with hotel shampoos and things.
Yeah,
you probably don't even need to go.
I don't need to go. Once in a while, there's something like I needed a new cuticle cutter and I needed a new fingernail clipper thing, so that's where I went to get them. But I don't normally go in there. But I will tell you, I feel that the CVS's are better than the Walgreens. I'm not getting paid to say that. I just think that they are. My own preference.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because they're a locally headquartered outfit. They're headquartered right down the street from Dunkin' Donuts, as a matter of fact.
I think they're generally a bit more organized. And
CVS?
Yeah. Whenever I like them better. They seem to be better organized. And I guess they have similar makeup products, but I generally like it better, too.
Here we are talking about what we can do with our disposable income on the day that the folks at the World Health Organization release information about billions of people around the world and how many are infected with diseases that only happen to poor people. Now, I'm not one who usually stands on this bandwagon because I think most of us, at least in this country and in the Western world, we can make choices that will bring us out. I mean, I think certain people are born to do certain things. I'm not saying we all have an opportunity, whether we take advantage of it because of our personality or not. That's a horse of a different color. And I'm not one who wants to sort of take, like Robin Hood, from the rich and give to the poor without there being some good reason for doing it, like helping people who can't help themselves. But I thought this was an interesting stat. The conditions are so disproportionate And therefore, not only in location, but the way that people live or don't live, because in the so-called developing world, there are still a lot of people who are dying at a young age. Malaria is something, there's a lot of, the poor countries don't have access to, and I've told this story before, what happened in Nairobi when I was there. There's a section of the city that has 200,000 people live in it, and they have no service, they have nothing. And when it's 140 degrees, they stand out in the street, and the urine flowing down the street is how they cool their feet. You know, that kind of stuff. Things that we can't even begin to imagine.
Jeez.
That people live like that. And so there are 20 or so countries that some have been the tropics that have a lot of diseases. Leprosy, we all think that it's gone because we don't have it here. It's like polio, we don't have it, so it doesn't exist. No, there's a lot of that stuff all over the place in Equatorial Africa and some of the other countries, even in South America. There are examples, but more Africa. This is mostly and it does give people who are black cause to make an argument that the world is prejudiced against black people. You know, whether it's deliberate, I'm thinking that most of the time it really isn't. It's sort of a consciousness thing. But why is it that Africa has been run by all of these bloodthirsty dictators for years, and nobody's paid any attention to what they've done, whereas the rest of the world, everybody's all up and up, I can't, gotta get rid of this guy again. Because there's no oil in these countries, so there's no real reason, there's no reason to plunder the country, so they leave it alone. And so as a result of that, you have all kinds of lawlessness, but you also have this problem that people have of not, you know, being able to get enough to eat. They have no medical care, nothing. And the question still comes up many times, why does the world overlook these people, their diseases, their plight in life? There still is rabies, for example, accounts for 170,000 deaths a year, mostly in Africa. Rabies.
Rabies, jeez.
And parasitic diseases as well. There are a lot of diseases that come about as a result. You know, malaria I mentioned, but there's also dysentery. Diarrhea actually kills more people than anything else, and that's because you're eating stuff that gets into your insides and, you know, creates a situation where your digestive system doesn't work and everything just flushes through your system. So you get no benefit of the food you eat, and therefore you die. And that's something that's it's really horrible to contemplate, but we live here and they're over there, and so a lot of people don't think about it, so I give it to you as a point of reference. In a moment, we're going to help those of you who are like Kara. You're a broke millennial. If you have problems with money and you're in that department, we're going to fix everything for you right after this.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now on the DJV experience. Millions of millennials are overwhelmed by financial problems. They don't seem to be unable to save money for the future. Is that an accurate statement or not, Ms. Millennial?
Hi, thank you. It is. Fortunately,
Hold on, Aaron. I was going to give you a formal introduction, but we have a millennial on the staff. Kara Schillen is 25, so I always ask her questions. And actually, Victoria, you're in your early 30s.
I'm on the upper end of the millennials.
The upper end of the disposables there. So I was
disposables.
Asking,
we're disposable now.
They call them the upper disposable.
I would say the statement is mostly accurate. I'm able to save a little bit, but with rent and loan payments and all this other stuff, it's pretty hard to save up. So I think I fit in with the rest of the millennials there.
All right. So as we've started a new year, there are a lot of resolutions. A lot of people make financial resolutions. I will save. I will earn more. I will do better. And so, if you're confident in where you stand financially and you're older, you may be okay, but a lot of millennials are not. And so we've got a millennial finance expert, author of Broke Millennial, Stop Scraping By and Get Your Financial Life Together, founder of BrokeMillennial.com, Aaron Lowry joins us. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Broke Millennial, are you one? Is that why you wrote this?
Fortunately for me, I am not. I've managed to get past the point of being a broke millennial, but I'm here to support all my fellow and former broke millennials and get to the next phases of life.
All right, so why are millennials broke? Why is there that handle that seems to follow them around? I know a lot of people of all ages who are broke, and I know some millennials who are pretty well off.
I'm certainly it goes into all different generations, but the big ones for millennials definitely is student loan debt. As Ms. Millennial did mention earlier, student loan debt is a big one for the millennial generation. And for those who of us are a little bit on the older end of the spectrum, graduating into a more stagnant job market back in, you know, 2008 through 2011, created an environment where it did feel incredibly hard. It was incredibly difficult to both save, prepare for the future, and pay off those loans. So a lot of people are just starting to feel like they're kind of getting it together. And with this Turbo data, we found that only 12% of the generation actually feels very prepared for their financial futures.
All right. So you, with the folks at Intuit, did a survey. Intuit Turbo did a survey of millennials to come up with the information that you're using here to try to educate us. So under the circumstance, once you find out what the answers are, have you helped try to figure out what they can do to help themselves? You help them to help themselves.
Absolutely. And one of the next steps, as you mentioned, you have to be able to help yourself. And you have to know where you stand financially in order to be able to do that. And you have to know where those right tools are. And one of those tools is Turbo, which is a new app brought to you by the makers of TurboTax and Intuit. And Turbo provides, you know, a bunch of different information that you need for a full holistic financial health profile. And that's looking at three very important numbers. That is your verified IRS filed income, that is your credit score, as well as your debt-to-income ratio. And that debt-to-income ratio is incredibly important because that's the one that really gives you an indicator about whether or not you're living within your means.
12%, according to the survey, feel that they're prepared for their financial future. Less than half feel like they make enough to pay their bills. But under the circumstances, is this a pity party or is it like a call to action? Let's stop your book, stop scraping by, find another job, do a little bit better, advance yourself, don't become a dependent. Is that part of the message or am I reading too much into this?
No, you're absolutely right. It is about a call to action. It's not about a pity party. It's about getting the information that you need to be empowered and take control back of your financial life. And luckily, within the app, one of the things that is available are customized tips and tricks. So once you've got this information, you see where you stand. Next, you can get some information about next steps that you can take. There's also a great feature where you can be benchmarked against other people who are in similar situations. So you can really understand where you are financially at the phase of life you're in.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than your parents saying, I told you, you were a nattering rat. You know, that's not going to help anybody. But if, you know, at this point in your life, you're getting married, you need to have some sort of responsibility. And I think this is one of the weakest generations, at least in my lifetime, to take responsibility. So I think you've done a good job putting this together. You may, by the way, I didn't ask you, how are you in this? Are you the upper end of the millennials, or have you gone by that group?
I'm right in the middle. I'm 28 years old. So
on
the lower end of the older ones.
No, but you've got plenty of credibility, and that's what makes this even more valuable. So the survey is available at what website?
So you can go to myturbo.com to get more information. You can also download the app. It is 100% free. You can download it in the Apple App Store, and it will be available for Android and Google Play soon.
Aaron Lowry, thank you.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 53 after the hour, Chuck Curry is not here for movie moments today, so we'll have Victoria to talk a little bit about this podcast that she does weekly with Chuck, City Slickers, Chuck and Victoria together. You can find this on iTunes or Google Play, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. So what approach do you two take to some of the issues of entertainment or movies especially?
Well, we kind of pick a main theme or a topic every week. So we've done, we started right around Halloween, so we each had our favorite Halloween movies. Then we've done our favorite sports movies, our favorite movies set in New York, because we're both New Yorkers, and so that's hence the City Slickers title. And we just sort of pick a different theme each week that speaks to us, and we just have a lot of fun with it. It's Kara listens. Yeah, we have one listener, it's Kara.
Yeah, no.
That's true, I listen every week, and I like to give lots of feedback. That's a good feedback.
She does, yeah.
City Slickers with Chuck and Victoria on iTunes, Google Play. We have our podcasts are on Blog Talk, so is it there as well? Blog
Talk. It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, so people check that out. Meanwhile, we played, you're welcome, the theme from the movie Proud Mary, although if you haven't seen or heard about the movie, you're in the majority, because one of the reasons it didn't do well, according to the people that are the production house, is because we did a lousy job, quote-unquote, doing promotion This is a Screen Gems production, and Screen Gems hasn't been around, has now come, has sort of been reactivated, so they've been away. They were mostly a television production house in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Not much movie work, but they put this together. This is the first time a black woman has, in an action thriller like this, been the subject matter, the focus of the movie. You may remember Pam Grier and what they referred to at the time in the 70s as blaxploitation movies. Audiences in particular want to see this, and I was the only white guy in the theater, by the way, when I saw it the other day. It was it kind of reminded me of going to a rally for Obama in Chicago a number of years ago in a church, the church that he attended. I went with a friend of mine, and we were the only white people in the audience. Anyway, so Screen Gems said they only took in $12 million last weekend, and they expected the movie to do about twice that. Taraji Henson, who started really getting well-known with her portrayal of Carter on Person of Interest, and then because this Empire show came along, they killed her off on the show, and she went to Empire, and now she's been enjoying success in a number of movies, including the one about the black ladies that worked in NASA.
Oh, Hidden Figures, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a very good movie, and she was good with all those other, Olivia Spencer was in it, and I forget the name of the singer. Who was the other?
Janelle Monáe.
That's it. Yeah, she was good. They were all good in it. But so nobody can, everybody's looking at themselves, wait a minute, why didn't we sell more tickets? You didn't sell more tickets because you didn't tell anybody. I only knew the movie was there because I follow the blogs in Los Angeles looking around for movies because I love to go to the movies there.
I haven't seen a single bit of online or television advertising for Proud Mary. The only way I even heard of it was because John Fogerty said he was upset that they used his song.
They used the movie.
That was the only way I've heard of it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it is, I said I thought it was too violent. I do think she's quite appealing, frankly. I think
she's great. I love
her.
She's
a good actress. She has a lot of good energy around her. But the trailers now are becoming more prolific online. I'm guessing word of mouth, especially, and I hate this part. I don't even like the word hate, but I don't like the fact that this will do well because she's a black character and black people will go see it. I mean, the movie has relevance whether she's black or she doesn't have black. She's been on some TV shows in the latter part of the last week, Good Morning America, that type. And so now there are some ads running in some of the, like, Hollywood Reporter, the Daily Beast, that sort of thing, who criticized the production company, Screen Gems, for not promoting it. Why do you want to keep this? Why don't you want people to come see this movie?
Is it a good movie, though? At the end of the day, that's really all that matters.
It's an okay. I said I thought it was too violent. I saw a couple of movies that I thought were too violent. Acts of Violence. What are you going to expect? Bruce Willis and Sophia Bush in that. That was pretty violent. Interesting story, however. Proud Mary. Also, it's an okay story. But it was obviously, she's in another show that you can see in trailers now, another sort of black action figure, not as likable, it looks like, in the next movie she's in. But she's obviously taking the time when they're not producing the TV show to make movies, and thus shows up in this circumstance. She's been frank during the interviews about the underestimation of her star power and other black actors. The movie made $22 million around the world. It did open up. It's going to open up wider, I think, this weekend. So that's that story on Proud Mary. It's
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.